If you want to see some of the most dramatic change in the part of the world that's changing most dramatically, Utqiagvik is in the fall is a good contender. Over the course of the past 50 years, temperatures in Utqiagvik have increased in October more than any other month, and the sea ice pattern has changed drastically. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this story about how that temperature rise is linked to changing ice conditions and what that looks like through the eyes of one man who's lived there all his life.
The sky is close and gray as Billy Adams stands on the shore in Utqiagvik at the end of October, looking out at the Chukchi Sea. There's semi-frozen rain falling from the sky, waves crashing on shore, and open water as far as the eye can see. Adams is a hunter. He's in his 50s, and he says that when he was growing up, there was almost always ice attached to the shore by now.
When you were younger, if you were looking out here, there would have been enough ice out on that ocean that you could go out walking on it.
Yeah, we could have been walking out there and hunting ring seals, but we're on land right now.
That lack of ice is both the effect of warming in the Arctic broadly and a primary driver of local October warming in Utqiagvik. That's according to Rick Toman, a climatologist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
When you've got that water right offshore that's staying at 28 or warmer, that greatly limits how cool the air can get. Even a thin layer of ice with a little bit of snow on it, the air right above that can cool much more.
What used to happen usually in October is that the pack ice that was able to remain frozen on the Arctic Ocean throughout the summer would start getting blown to shore. It would cool the land and the water around it, which helped to form even more ice along the coastline. But the edge of that pack ice has been steadily retreating further north. Where even two decades ago it was rare for the ice to be more than 50 miles from the coast in October, now it's often hundreds of miles offshore. Which means that these days in October, it's beyond the range where normal wind patterns can blow it in.
And so we've moved into a situation now where we have to make our own ice, so to speak.
In other words, the ice has to form in place along the coast without the help of pack ice. And that takes more time. Back on the shore in Utqiagvik, Billy Adams tells me that the ice now tends to form in late November or December instead of October like it used to. The effect of that? Besides shortening the hunting season on the ice, the new ice pattern has also contributed to increased coastal erosion along the unprotected shore, with potentially serious consequences for Utqiagvik's infrastructure. For Adams himself, however, the biggest consequence of no October ice is simply that he misses it. For him, it's hallowed ground.
You find your own place out there and pray and ask for, you know, comfort. And a lot of the time I go out there and heal out there from all the things that go on in the world. I just like to be alone with the Creator and enjoying his world.
Do you ever worry that future generations won't get that?
You know, I'm not going to worry about it right now. You know, that's not in my thoughts right now. I'm not going to worry. You know, they're going to do fine. You know, we have to be positive.
Ice on the Chukchi Sea is only now forming, and freeze-up is still weeks away. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.